This is the final edition of the Radio Broadcast Preview Podcast, taking us through to the end of the 31st of March, covering 29th, 30th, and up to midnight of the 31st of March, going into the 1st of April, appropriately. And this is the part of the month where we see things speeding up because we think it's only fair to allow a certain amount of adjustment to this idea, if you've still got one, of slowness actually being slow, when in fact slowness is just related to everything that's going on around it and us. This project's now taken 6 months to make, with continuity announcements adding up to 744 minutes in themselves. This podcast is in danger of becoming longer than the radio station, so it's probably just as well that we're moving on, isn't it? But anyway, on the 29th of March, taking us through the night, at just before 12:30 UK time, Tapeworm presents Randy Gibson for Radio Broadcast, followed by Mac Slow with his antique phonographs, The Long Drone, Sharon Gao, and many, many other people. The last episode of Transmuteo with Blissful Futures, Nancy O'Graham with her Somniloquy Cycle, Daniela Casquella with Le Pont Mirabeau, reading Apollinaire, day 29, taking us up to 9 a.m. UK time. Moving on to 11 a.m, Irene Moon with Let's Talk Science on rust.
The talking. Because I don't know anything about rust, except that I know that if I leave a metal chair in the yard, it typically turns rusty.
Right.
So,
and it never sleeps.
And rust never sleeps. I do. That was my joke. I don't
You should have warned me.
That was completely my joke. You jumped ahead of the game on that one.
That was another piece made specially for us. The full Radio Broadcast schedule is at avfestival.co.uk. At just gone noon, Nicholas Collins with As Slow As Possible for a Radio Broadcast, making a selection of his own works, which often have heavy references to duration. At 2 p.m, the fifth of six episodes made for us by Charlie and Busy Doing Nothing this time around, Lazy Afternoon.
You're tuned to Radio Broadcast. This is Busy Doing Nothing, and I'm Charlie. And for the next hour, you and I will be spending a lazy afternoon together. Won't you join me?
It's really true that nothing matters. No mad, mad world, no mad hatters. No one's pitching cause there ain't no batters in Coconut Grove. Don't bar the door cause no one's coming. The ocean's roar.
After that, Zeppelin, The Uncanny Valley, Giganti Sound for Radio Broadcast, Eric Bunga presents for Radio Broadcast, and then taking us into the evening, The Night Air with Speedy Condensate, and at 7 p.m, Scott Williams and I Can't Get Started for Radio Broadcast. After that, one of my favourite things I've ever heard, Other Minds with Turkey Song at 9 p.m. UK time, an attempt for humans to make music with 300 turkeys. At 11:30 p.m, Daniel Menchie introducing us to his collection of acetate home recordings and some field recordings. Taking us into the 30th of March, in the night we'll hear Do or DIY with People Like Us and Broken Music Part 2. DDDJJJ666 with Hipsters Suck. Joel Eaton with EEG. Radio Web Macba presents Sonia, interview with Ulf Langheinrich. At just gone noon, one of the best radio things I've ever heard. Gregory Whitehead, guesting on Kenny G's show on WFMU with The Scream, where listeners were invited to phone in and scream down the phone, and it's pretty amazing.
Please scream.
Hello?
Yes, please scream. What a scream.
Thank you.
Where did that scream come from?
It came from Wantage, New Jersey.
All right. Well, we are filling up our New Jersey map. Thank you for that. Yes.
Okay.
Screaming,
thank you.
Screaming can sometimes be somewhat deleterious, if I may use that word, which I rarely get a chance to use, for the larynx, but it is extremely good for the soul.
Yes.
So at the same time that you ruin your voice, you actually free the energy of your deeper self.
Yes, it's cleansing.
Thank you for that scream.
Okay.
And now, listeners, we are gradually filling up our map, but there are whole parts of the FMU listening audience that we have yet to hear from, and it would be a shame. In fact, what we're going to do, I'll tell you what we're going to do with this map. We are gradually filling it up with pins. We're sticking pins in the map of the listening area, scream by scream, in their location. And once we're done, we are then going to auction that map with all the pins. We're going to auction it, together with a recording of this program, at the next WFMU fundraiser. So you have a chance, by filling up this map, to increase its value, and therefore contribute to the longevity of this station.
We want no money now, we just want screams.
Absolutely
201,
not.
209.
That's in the future. Right now it's only screams.
201,
we need to fill up this map. We need to fill up this map.
Please scream.
I need a job! I need a job! Give me a job! Give me a job! Give me a job! I need a job! I'm being unemployed!
And then begins a speeding up, partly initiated by the screaming. At just gone 3 p.m, a documentary all about Mark Ford and Hugo Keesing and the chart sweep phenomenon.
Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above, life would be a dream, sweetheart,
forever, my darling. My love will be true, always and forever. I'll love just you.
You've just heard the beginning of one of the most ambitious radio projects ever undertaken. The 52-hour history of rock and roll. More than 3 years of work, thousands of miles of tape, hundreds of pages of script, and countless interviews with the men and women who made the music. It all comes together in a unique radio spectacular. This is the story of the making of that show, in the words of the people who put it together. It all started in 1968 with one man's idea, radio programmer Bill Drake.
It originally came about, we had switched the station in New York to rock, and we had used a lot of oldies there to supplement the format. And then one night at the house, there were a lot of people up there, and we were just listening to old hit records and that type of thing, and just sitting around and talking about them, a lot of people in the business. And in listening to the old records, I commented, I said, you know, it's really a strange thing that as powerful as this business is, as much influence as it has over all our lives, that is really strange that nobody has really told the story of all this. I said it would be interesting one day to really document the history of rock and roll music.
After that, part one of Chart Sweep.
And the wayward wind is restless. Love me tender, love me sweet. You got me singing
blue. Then some assembly required with DJ Food, who amongst other things made an album called Raiding the 20th Century, which does just that with music. And then Radio Web Macba presents an interview with John Oswald, one of the kings of collage and taking things with a previous context and putting them on a new stage.
Plunderphonics, a definition.
Plunderphonics, well, it's a term that I came up with back in the 80s that applied to musical activities that I did then, still do now, and before then, but I think I most concentrated on that particular, what I ended up calling a genre, in the mid-80s. And it described music that was familiar to most people, I'd hope. And I think that was a little bit more universal then, although maybe it's just nostalgic thinking on my part. And that very familiar music has changed in some way, where something seems to be different about it. Sometimes that's obvious, sometimes not so obvious. But there is still that recognition of the original in the transformation.
After that, Andy Bio presents Supercuts for Radio Broadcast. Go to supercut.org to find out about him. And then part two of Chart Sweep, and then Ken Friedman with Time to Rock, being very boring indeed. That's a compliment. Then at 9 p.m, Gwilly Edmondes sings Chart Sweep 1.
I wanna hold your hand. Yeah. She loves you. Yeah. Everybody goes, and so. Dolly. Nothing real can change the view. Love you. You know I love you. She say I'm don't more enough. Run around, I get around. I've been working like a dog. Somebody lead me. Where did I love go? Sun, walking down the street, pretty woman.
So that's Chart Sweep Part 1, which you hopefully would have heard earlier, singing that on headphones. Some of it was recognisable. Then at 10:25 p.m, Part 6 of the 6-part series by Charlie, Busy Doing Nothing with Additives. At 10:01 a.m, Craig Dworkin with paradoxically quickening effects from time slowing, retarding and stretching for Radio Broadcast, where he's selected a number of pieces reflecting that. Thank you. just gone 3 a.m. on the 31st of March. Ergo Fizmiz sings Gilbert and Sullivan, HMS Pinafore, for Radio Broadcast, from memory. At just before 5 a.m., Daniela Cascella reads The Final Day, Day 31 of 31 Days, Slow and Still, reading Le Pont Mirabeau by Apollinaire. And that's followed by the final recording of The Dawn Chorus in Borneo, Sukal Part 5 by Chris Watson.
It's just after 5 a.m. on today, Wednesday, 19th of October, 2011. And I'm in the tropical rainforest at Sukal, Sabah in Borneo. And this will be a long form recording in the forest across sunrise and dawn. This is a Sennheiser 8040 MKH30 Midland side pair to my Nagra Aries recorder. And I'm at Sukal Lodge down the Hornbill boardwalk. I'm off on a little spur off the main boardwalk. So this is an open platform, open to the elements, but a raised boardwalk about 1 metre from the rainforest floor. So it's really beautiful access right into the middle of the rainforest. There's really dense foliage and trees all around within 2 or 3 metres. I can see the first grey light of dawn high above in the canopy through a few small gaps. Other than that, it's really enclosed.
Followed by Sabuti with the Just Sitting Practice, an introduction. That's at 7:41 a.m. UK time. Taking us through the day, more speedy things and reflections upon the speedy world. At 11:51 a.m, Kelly Mark with I Really Should, where she says all the things that she really should do.
I really should clean out my wallet. I really should pay back my student loan. I really should try and get my credit rating back. I really should plan ahead. I really should watch what I eat. I really should stop smoking. I really should keep in touch. I really should update my resume. I really should cut down on my caffeine. I really should watch my money. I really should stop pawning my stuff. I really should leave my body to science. I really should travel more. I really should organize my files. I really should stop being so lazy. I really should get out more. I really should get my watch band fixed. I really should stop biting my nails. I really should buy a better computer. I really should listen more. I really should stop making lists of things to do. I really should stop forgetting Father's Day. I really should declare bankruptcy. I really should stop gambling. I really should take more chances. I really should drink more water. I really should get a checkup. I really should replace the batteries. I really should eat more vegetables. I really should learn to be more patient. I really should clean the litter box. I really should stop worrying.
And various long form pieces and things that just test what time it is, including at 4:10 p.m. on the 31st of March. People Like Us with Collage. A 6.5 hour long collage of everything that we've ever enjoyed in music.
Peace. vision, dreams of passion. And all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do. Baby,
tell your body to come along. But white lights blow away.
Blow, rocket, blow. Ticket to ride, white line highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way. Either up your nose or through your vein. With nothing to gain except killing your brain.
PM Radio Broadcast presents They're Coming to Take Me Away. Just over half an hour of cover versions of the song. And then, finally and appropriately, 11 PM on the 31st of March, Analog Arts Ensemble with ASLSP by John Cage, As Slow As Possible. The AV Festival theme, which Radio Broadcast has reflected upon in the widest and most intuitive terms is As Slow As Possible, which is the title of a John Cage composition. Having worked on this project for 6 months, not only have I got a whole new appreciation and need for slowness, but I also realise how fast you have to work. And like I said, these podcasts are getting longer and longer. They're becoming something in themselves, and soon there'll have to be a podcast on the podcast. So, time to go. Thanks for listening. This project, Radio Broadcast, will be archived in the coming months on the servers of WFMU.org, and keep checking on the AV Festival website for updates on this, and also at peoplelikeus.org. So this is the curator and programmer of Radio Broadcast, Vicky Bennett, signing off. And here's As Slow As Possible. Thank you, John Cage.